Shepard and Lucy are eating breakfast in silence, neither of them very happy, each with their own problems. A nearby TV monitor glows with the live coverage of Robin's morning press briefing. Finally.
You're not hungry?
This is oatmeal.
Yeah?
We never have oatmeal.
It's good for you.
I'm from Wisconsin. I need food.
You're not from Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin. You lived in Washington your whole life.
He glances toward the TV screen. Robin's standing up there doing what she's been told. No comment. No, this president is not participating in character debates. He mutes the volume.
How are you doing in your constitutional debates?
We're done.
You're done?
We ratified it last week.
Oh. Well, that's good. Why didn't you tell me?
It's not a big deal, Dad.
Okay, I give up. I don't care why you're not happy in social studies. I care about why you're not talking to me about why you're not happy in social studies.
Dad, I'm perfectly...
You're not perfectly happy. You don't think I know when something's bothering you?
Damn it, Dad!
Hey!
You know...
Talk to me!
Look!
Lucy winds herself up. It would appear she's about to burst. She's about to say the hardest thing she's ever had to say in her life.
Sometimes when you talk, you say things I disagree with.
Shepard is stunned and totally confused.
Almost every time I talk, I say things you disagree with.
I mean politically.
Politically?
Yes.
What do you mean?
It just starts spilling out in a stream.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Sometimes. I mean, I'm not sure. You know a lot more than I do, but still, I have these feelings, and I don't think they're wrong. Like, okay, for instance, I'm not so sure it's all right to burn a flag. I mean, it really bothers a lot of people, and I don't know why you think it's okay. I hear Senator Rumson talk, and some of the things he says sounds right to me, and I think, God, am I like Bob Rumson? I mean, Dad thinks he's a jerk. Dad hates this guy. Why am I agreeing with him? And then I think, well, maybe I'm not really like Bob Rumson, but maybe I'm not like Dad either. But the point is, I'm the president's kid, and people pay attention to what I say. And if I say something different from what you say, it'll be embarrassing for you. So I can't just get up in social studies class and say whatever I want.
Shepard is silent, totally blown away. He had absolutely no idea. He stands up slowly and moves toward her. Lucy doesn't know what's coming.
Stand up, please.
Lucy gets up slowly. She's never seen her father like this.
I want you to pay very close attention to what happens now.
Shepard knees down, cups her daughter's face in his hands, and gently kisses her forehead. He pulls her to him and holds her in a tight embrace.
In your lifetime, you will never embarrass me. It can never happen. You're not the president's daughter, Lucy. You're mine. And no one's gonna vote me out of that job. You're my daughter. And everything else is a distant second. School's for you, Lucy. You say what you want. The only thing you have to do to make me happy is come home at the end of the day.
Lucy squeezes her dad tight. They hold the embrace for a long moment.
One more thing. I don't dislike Senator Rumson because of his political views. And even if you voted for everything he would vote for, that wouldn't make you like him. There's a fundamental difference between you and the Bob Rumsons of the world.
What's that?
The difference is that he says he loves America. Saying you love America is easy. What takes character. And this is what you have.
Shepard trails off, realizing he's about to quote Sidney.
What takes character is loving Americans.
And now it's as if Shepard is waking himself up from the longest trip of his life. He looks over at the TV monitor. No comment. No, I don't know how many other ways I can say it. The White House isn't getting involved in...
Luce, I gotta go.
Dad, is everything all right?
Everything's fine. I'm just a little late for work.
He heads for the door, shouting as he goes.
Somebody get my daughter some food! The girl's from Wisconsin, for crying out loud!
And he's gone as we cut to internal, the press briefing room, early morning. Robin is on her last drops of energy and patience.